Unalakleet was one of several rural communities that said no to ballot measure 2. A village of fewer than 700 residents, 53%, voted against legalizing marijuana.
Our community is family-oriented. We care for our children, and we don't want to be exposed to marijuana. Life is hard enough as it is, and we don't need people just don't need another problem. It's not a good scene.
That's Joel Oyumik, a pastor at the Unalakleet Covenant Church. He says residents were dismayed to see ballot measure 2 succeed, even as it found strong support in rural areas, more so than it did statewide. In the Norton Sound neighborhood, it passed with a strong 57% yes vote, significantly better than the 52% yes votes across the state. But Unalakleet is one of many communities across Alaska that currently keeps alcohol out by using the local option. And it's a tool that some are considering when it comes to keeping marijuana out, too.
There's several options to local option, right? The way that alcohol is regulated, you know, the local options range from, you know, a complete ban of alcohol to a, you know, damp community to a wet community.
Cynthia Franklin is the director of the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board, the group tasked with setting up Alaska's laws for growing, selling, and buying marijuana, just as it does now for alcohol. But while the local option allows for communities to completely ban the sale and importation of alcohol, that won't be possible with the new marijuana laws. Franklin, who was a prosecutor before heading up the ABC board, says Alaska's courts ruled back in 1975 that possessing small amounts of marijuana is protected in the state constitution.
The Supreme Court in Raven versus Alaska said that every Alaskan, wherever they live in Alaska, has a constitutional right of privacy and possession of up to 4 ounces of marijuana in their own home. So it's not possible for a local community to completely ban possession of marijuana.
But each community, town, or city could hold a vote to put in place local option laws forbidding all the other parts of the legal marijuana business, including banning the sale, cultivation, or importation of the drug, even if it was legally bought elsewhere in the state.
So it's local option with an asterisk.
Even strong advocates for legal marijuana, like Taylor Bickford, the public spokesperson for the Ballot Measure 2 effort, says leaving the decision up to locals was part of the plan all along.
Communities throughout the state will have the option of banning the commercial marijuana industry if that's what they choose to do. That was the point of Ballot Measure 2, was to end prohibition and to put decision-making power back into the hands of local communities.
Franklin with the ABC board says that the state's marijuana laws are still taking shape from the day the election is officially certified, likely near the end of the month. The board will have about 9 months to craft a full regulatory system before the first legal marijuana sales can take place. Franklin says there's some freedom to that process, but any laws will have to stay true to what voters approved on the ballot.
We're walking a tightrope because the idea is to find a place where you can write regulations that take into account public safety and public health, some control measures, at the same time without violating the intent of the initiative.
But Joel Oyumik, the pastor in Unalakleet, says regardless of local option or state legalization, he and others are wary of legal pot in their community.
I don't like the effects of anything illegal. It's still federally illegal. Just because the state's approved it, it's not right.
ABC Board's Franklin says it will be up to each community in the coming months to organize their own votes on whether or not they'll use the local option to keep marijuana on the legal blacklist. In Nome, I'm Matthew Smith.